Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Candidate Training. Those of you who have listened to the podcast before are already aware that much of the work I do at NLP Candidate Training overlaps with mindfulness training. And this is never more true than it is when we are handling pain. I don't particularly go out of my way to help people manage pain, but I often see clients who are in pain, physical pain and emotional pain, but for now, let's stick to physical pain. Because even emotional pain shows up in our bodies, shows up far more than we want to think about in our bodies. And here's an exercise that helps you locate the edges of your physical pain. Because pain comes and goes, it moves around. And if we are not aware of it having edges, we will think it is all-consuming. But when we settle it down through language, through mindful labeling, when we move our attention slowly and deliberately around our pain, we find that the pain has edges, and outside those edges, we are free of pain. And so it's tremendously useful for us to set limits on pain, even if we can't completely erase the source of that pain or heal instantaneously. And this is how it works. Identify in yourself, before we start, some place where you are feeling suboptimal. You might have a little tension in your back, in your neck, in your shoulders. Many of us who are listening on electronic devices work on electronic devices and they produce pain. Some of you will have chronic pain. Some of you will just be mildly uncomfortable. And as you're ready to begin, just focus your attention on the very top of your head. And on the top of your head, you might be experiencing pain, or you might not. You might just be curious about how your attention can go to the top of your head, because often if we are not actively being touched, or if we're not itchy, we don't think about having feelings on the top of our head at all. So just be curious about what you're feeling at the top of your head. And let your attention come down into your face. And in your face, you might notice whether it's moving or still, whether there are areas of tension or relaxation. And again, if you notice some pain, just notice the pain. You can call it pain. Oh, above my left eyebrow, there's a spot that is uncomfortable. I'm not going to label it as pain because I don't want to give you pain if there is none there. I just want you to notice what you notice and notice that it is as easy and as complicated as giving a label to the sensations that are present always in your face, in your jaw, down the back of your head and into the back of your neck. And then you can just move your attention into your neck and notice what you notice there. Let your attention move from your neck down your right shoulder and your right arm and into your right fingers. And notice tingling or twitching or movement or tension or relaxation. Your goal is not to change what is, but merely to notice what is. And if there are any spots that are too tense or too warm, just notice them, label them, and continue to move your attention through your arm. And then all the way back up that arm and across your shoulders and down through the top part of your left shoulder and into your left arm and down through your left wrist and into the fingers of your left hand. Just let your attention rest there for a moment, noticing whatever there is to notice, and noticing even the tips of your fingers. And then bring your attention all the way back up to that spot at the base of your skull and move it down one vertebrae at a time, down your backbone, all the way to your butt, one vertebrae at a time, just pacing yourself. And then bring your attention back up to your shoulder blades and notice your right shoulder blade and the area around it. And then your left shoulder blade and the area around that. The space at the front of your chest. You might start noticing your breathing. You might notice your heartbeat. And your attention can drop slowly, one breath at a time, down into your core. And many people are aware of energy in their core, of the muscles working in their core. And if you find any pain in any spot, just notice it and find the edge to it. Give it a label and tell yourself where it is and where it stops. Drop down through your pelvis and your hips. Many people who sit a lot experience some discomfort there. Don't fight it or resist it, but label it. Find with curiosity what's going on down the right side of your hips, and then come back up tailbone and move out around your left hip. Move down through the big muscles, the top of your leg, and the smaller muscles down the back of your leg, and all the way down into your feet. And take time to notice one toe at a time, moving from your big toe to the next toe, to the next toe, to the next toe, to the baby toe. And then let your attention flow all the way back up into your pelvis again and move over to the right hip. And down from the right hip, through the glutes, through the big muscles, through the smaller muscles. And your attention keeps dropping with every breath, all the way down into your heel, into the arch of your foot, into your left big toe, and the toe next to it, into the middle toe, and the next toe, and into your baby toe. And continue to breathe easily and naturally as your attention comes all the way back up into your head, into your eyes, into your jaw, into the way your head is balanced over your shoulders. And as you find just the right balance, come all the way back, shake that off, and be curious about what you have discovered about you, about what settles you, about how mindfulness changes you, changes your awareness of your state. And just check in with whatever is happening as you scan one more time through your body from top to foot. And notice how easily it is for you to acknowledge what you are feeling. And notice all the parts of your body that are comfortable and healthy and ready to move. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.